When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U-Brake Wheel Fix is a wheel repair and refinishing company located in North Miami with 15 years experience. Fix bent or cracked wheels damaged on the streets of South Florida. Fast turnaround times on most repairs, and we even offer loaner wheels while we fix or refinish your wheels so you can keep your car on the road without interruption. Are your wheels faded or peeling? U-Brake Wheel Fix offers complete refinishing back to factory standards. Bored with the look of your wheels? U-Brake Wheel Fix offers 5,000 different finishes to customize the look of your wheels. Don't spend money on new wheels when you can renew them at U-Brake Wheel Fix. U-Brake Wheel Fix offers a full line of custom wheels and tires for every vehicle application. We offer in-house repair and complete vehicle customizations. Call U-Brake Wheel Fix today at 305-748-0112 or online at ubrakewheelfix.com. That's the letter U, brakewheelfix.com. We're on social media, can be found at ubrakewheelfix on Google, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Yelp. Mention 5 Reasons Sports when you call and receive 15% off your repair. Let me introduce you to another sponsor, bestever.com. That is bstever.com. bestever.com is a fantasy sports simulator that uses real-life data to simulate hypothetical situations. For example, ever wondered if Dan Marino could win a Super Bowl with a top 10 running game? We all have. You can do that with bestever.com. Let's say the Dolphins are in the running for a big free agent. Just add him to the current team and simulate games to see how it can turn out. Just open a free account and start building your own story and have bestever.com spit out game stories just for you. BestEver is not only fun to use, but has many uses beyond just curiosity. Go to bestever.com. That's bstever.com. This show is brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is a revolutionary new daily fantasy game whereby you pick 2, 3, or 4 players to go over or under their fantasy point projections, and if you're correct, you win. Pick 2 or more players from the same sport or league, or go cross leagues for your parlay. Use the promo code 5, that's F-I-V-E, 5, and receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. But first, sign up at prizepicks.com to start winning today.
Welcome to 3 Yards Per Carry, a podcast covering the Miami Dolphins and the NFL. Now, here's your hosts, Chris, Alf, and Simon.
And we're on, and welcome back to 3 Yards Per Carry. I'm Alfredo Arteaga. Simon Clancy is here. Chris Kaufman is here. And we're going to take your free agency questions on this first show of the week. You guys submitted them. I told you to stop submitting them. You kept submitting them. And you got to somewhere around 200 questions. I only picked out like 10 that we'll do on this show. But as always, we are brought to you by Biscayne Bay Brewing. Go to BiscayneBayBrewing.com to see their selections. Of course, the Miami Pale Ale, the Marlins Lager.
So weird,
right?
Not really.
You can find them.
It still sounds weird when you say it now.
Just sounds
because
so
you're
weird.
you're over pronouncing. It's very strange.
The Marlins Lager.
No, it's the what?
Lager.
You're never like gonna
lager,
get it right.
Like a guy who goes logging, lager.
It's nothing like a guy that goes logging.
Find your happy middle between lager and a logger.
Yeah. And just don't ever say it out loud in my
company. Or just don't say it.
All right. You could get this at Publix. You could get it at Total Wine and Liquors. You could get it on Instacart. Have it delivered to you. But always look for Biscayne Bay Brewing. Look for Biscayne Bay Brewing online at BiscayneBayBrewing.com.
Can I tell you a story about Publix?
Looking at the website at, right now, by the way.
We were in Publix 2 years ago in Florida. I can't remember whereabouts we were, but some woman came up to us. Oh, no, it was in Fort Lauderdale. So some woman came up to us in the parking lot. I was with my kids, and she said, hi. And she had a Ralph Lauren shirt on, and she looked like semi-smart. She certainly didn't look like she was, a hobo. And she said, hi, I've got a real problem. I've just got no money and wondered if you could buy my shopping for me. And I looked at my kids and I was like, what? I was like, I'm really sorry. I'm not buying your shopping for you. And she's wandering around like a Ralph Lauren t-shirt and like nice shoes and stuff. And I was like, no, absolutely not happening.
And then she got like, in her Ferrari?
No. She was like, my kids are really, we've got no money and my kids are really struggling. And I was like, I'm really sorry, but you know, I'm a generous person and I give money to charity back in the UK, but I'm not buying you, strange woman, shopping. Anyway, so we went into there. We were like talking about this. Wasn't this bizarre? We were walking around with it. Like, I can't remember. It was the, like early evening. We were looking for dinner and stuff and buying things. And about 5 minutes later, we walked down an aisle and there she was with a guy who she clearly corralled in the car park and got him to buy her shopping for her. Absolutely astonishing. And she was like all cuddling up to him. Maybe it was just her husband. She was mental. But I mean, I don't think so. I genuinely think she'd found a guy in the parking lot and she persuaded him to buy him her groceries, which I thought was absolutely astonishing. I mean, kudos to her for having the balls to even ask somebody. But anyway, there you go. There's a Publix diversion for you. Shame Publix aren't our sponsor, because that'd be a great story.
And that guy was obviously a Fort Lauderdale pervert.
Yeah, or he'd had one too many loggers, lagers,
or the La Colada Porter.
Wow. Yeah.
Don't know what that means, but I'm cheating.
We are also brought to you by Manscaped. And you know the promo code 5RS. And I don't have anything witty to say about Manscaped except that it's a great company. You get 20% off. Use 5RSN. I don't know how you can get a better deal. Do you have anything to say?
We're not just the sponsored. We're also we're users. Customers.
Yes. Yeah. And that means more, frankly.
Yes. All right. I'm not just a hair club
for men president.
Exactly.
Okay, here come the questions. And I appreciate all the questions that everybody sent in, but don't try to program 3 hours worth of a podcast with a question. Like this first one had 6 questions in one tweet. I don't know how they did that, but I will take what I consider the best of the questions.
They're like the sneaky news journalists who try and ask a question of somebody in political power and just say, just 3 questions, or just 1 question for you, President. First of all, can you tell me when so-and-so... While you're answering that, could you also ask me, do you know those kind of guys?
Yes.
Those are the sort of people. Scumbags, frankly.
Well, we're not going to call this one a scumbag, but they sent a question, several questions, and I'm going to pick out one, and it's a good way to start our free agency series. We're going to be talking free agency until it starts 3 weeks from now. And I guess Chris could take this one. And he asked, do we have $25 million in cap space without releasing or restructuring contracts? How much in rollover cap do we have from last year?
In other words,
he wants to know.
Thank God you were asked that one and not me.
Yeah.
In other words, he wants to know, let me consult
my accounting books over here and just pull them out of the shelf, off the shelf here for the Dolphins accounting books, which I keep clearly. Yeah, so the salary cap situation, as I understand it, is that we don't have as much money as a couple things. One, the salary cap is going down this because of COVID and less revenue and stuff like that. So everybody's taking probably, I don't know if it's a, it's probably 10% less money than they would normally. I mean, the NFL have been hooked on 5% raises of the salary cap basically every year or more even. And now instead of a 5% raise, it looks like they're taking a cut. So that's a big impact to me. I mean, just in terms of budgeting. And these guys tend to run their salary cap situation pretty hot, you know, a little bit over levered by having the temporary cap relief thing where they spread out bonuses, that kind of bullshit. So, you know, they weren't prepared for a COVID year, certainly. The NFL weren't. The Dolphins happen to be in one of the top 10 salary cap situations. But it's like, you know, sort of the land of the blind, the man with one eye is king sort of thing. You know, there's only, even if you're better off than a lot of other teams, there's only so much you can do. There's only so many people that you can sign. As for how much they're rolling over, I think it's like $15 million or something like that. But I can't be sure about it. What I do know is they also lost some space, according to Barry Jackson, Miami Herald, because of some incentives that that were triggered last year and came in, you know, so it gets taken off of this year's salary cap. So they, you know, they're left with the $25 million number is a familiar number. I don't know what it's going to be. Nobody knows what it's going to be because the actual salary cap has not been set yet. But yeah, so it's just not that much money. I think overall, once you take the draft class, which is expected to cost like, you know, over $10 million, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then you consider that they need to go into the season probably with a little bit of a bag of money for emergencies. You know, there's not much that they can do here. And they've got money to spend on their own guys, as we just saw with the contract for Jason Sanders. So, you know, don't expect, that's why I've been saying, you know, yeah, maybe they could fit one guy, a premium guy in there. But they'd have to be convinced that it's like, you know, the perfect fit, and they definitely have to shuffle some things around to get it. And you know, so otherwise they're probably just going to be smart, keep their guys, pick up some really, you know, value guys that are sitting on the street, like waiting for a phone call. There's going to be 100 of them, guys that should be on rosters that should probably be starting. And they're just sitting there on the street like, hey, I can't get a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Chris mentioned triggered there. I'm triggered that that's the first question. What were the other guys' other five questions if that was his first one?
he wanted lists and top five free agents, possible trades.
And none of those were better than that one.
No. It was asking way too much. I'm not going to sit here and start going through five hypothetical trades I'd like to see.
Do you know what I did while Chris was answering that? Answering it very well, Mark. I put a hat on. I'm now sitting with a hat on. It's 17 minutes past midnight, and I've got a titfer on my head.
A what?
A titfer. It's a word for a hat. It's an old-fashioned English word. T-I-T-F-E-R. Titfer.
Like a beanie?
Like, no, it's actually a cycling hat. Like, if you watch pro cycling, it's like a cycling hat.
Okay.
Not a helmet. It's just a hat. I would never actually wear it in real life. I got it from Alpecin, who are a cycling team, when I went to visit them during the Tour de France a few years ago. But anyway, that way, I completely digress. It's much more interesting.
It sounds very Southern. Like, what'd you grab my tit for?
Well, exactly. That's exactly like that.
All right. Next question. And this one, I guess, will be for Simon. One free agency signing that is both realistic and best maximizes draft flexibility. And I like that last part. Simon.
Excellent opportunity to not have done any prep for this particular question. Let's talk about Aaron Jones and free agent running backs, Alf says, then throws this fucking question into the mix. Let me think. Who would it be? I would say it's probably going to have to be a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it'll be anybody from the top shelf. I could really see the Dolphins looking at a Corey. I think what they need more than anything is yak guys, yards after catch guys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Whether that comes from, you know, in the draft with guys like D'Eskridge or Dimitri Felton, Tutu Atwell, you know, in terms of smaller guys, whether that's satellite running backs like Kenny Gainwells or Javian Hawkins to add into the mix with the guys they've already got, you know, the lighter, undersized guys to go along with a bigger guy. But I'm thinking somebody like, you know, I think they want to establish the run, and, you know, I'm still of the general belief that they'll take Penei Sewell, although, you know, the two receivers, you know, Chris and I are discussing Jamar Chase and been watching a lot of Chase. I think it wouldn't surprise me if they looked at the kid from the Rams, whose name now completely escapes me, Josh Reynolds, one of the best blocking receivers in the mm-hmm. NFL. I think he could be. I don't think the Dolphins will be shopping anywhere close to tier one, and probably not even tier two. I think there'll be some guys like Lawrence Guy potentially, but somebody like a Josh Reynolds or a Kendrick Bourne might be guys I think would be of interest. Isaiah McKenzie is another one of Buffalo, the guy that ruined the Dolphins in week 17. They're the sort of guys I'd be looking at. Certainly doesn't preclude you from you know, I think the Dolphins will take at least two receivers in the draft. And as I've said on this podcast before, I'm not necessarily sold that anybody in that receiving core is safe, maybe Lynn Bowden. But beyond that, I wouldn't be overly shocked if there was a fairly, I mean, it won't happen, but I wouldn't be shocked if there was a fair house clean that happened at that position. So I'd say those three names, Isaiah McKenzie, Kendrick Bourne of the 49ers, and Josh Reynolds of the Rams.
Yeah, and I really like Josh Reynolds. I've said so before. This one's a pretty good question because I think it's right up my alley. I've talked about this before, and he asks, given that we need to upgrade the weapons available to Tua, that's obvious. Should we add an experienced wide receiver and running back? That's code word for old. To double down on the draft, basically as veteran support for our rookies. And I absolutely agree with that. And I was looking at the running backs. Man, just throw a rock and you'll hit one. What do you guys think of Mark Ingram for the running back room? Simon?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, I suppose he was a healthy scratch a few times down the stretch for the Ravens, and for a team that runs such a run-first offense, that would be a concern, I suppose. You know, there's guys like Matt Breeder. Oh, no, wait, he was on our team, and he's an experienced kind of guy. You know, I suspect guys like Carlos Hyde will be too expensive. Malcolm Brown is an interesting guy. You know, another Rams player. You know, he's probably going to get less carries with Cam Akers coming to the fore. Malcolm Brown could be a guy that, you know, might be of interest. I suppose there's a question around Le'Veon Bell. What about James White? Yeah, James White, exactly.
Yeah, James White.
There's going to be a question, obviously, about Le'Veon Bell because they tried so hard to get him earlier in the season. And, of course, Kalen Ballage is a free agent out. Oh, so boy. You never know. your dream could be reignited. So, but yeah, Malcolm Brown would be an interesting guy, you know, to throw into that mix. But yeah, I think they'll just draft a running back, and I think they're fairly happy with the two kids that they've got. But I could see a cheaper veteran street free agent type guy coming in sort of down the stretch. But to me, I think they are, it's going to be one of the big three. And then there's, you know, we've talked about guys like Jamar Jefferson of Oregon State, who I could see, to me, he's a second day running back. I think he'll probably end up on the third day, but you know, if they doubled down in the draft at that position as well, I wouldn't be shocked.
All right.
Could they kick the tires on a Marlon Mack?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Wow. No, Marlon Mack would be, I don't see the universe where he's cheap. Do you, Chris?
Well,
I mean,
injuries, though, isn't it?
Injuries. Yeah. Yeah, that would be this universe where he's just not.
Yeah, he's just not healthy. Now, so. Without looking it up, can you guys guess how old Todd Gurley is? I'll go to Simon
like
first.
He's like, okay.
Yeah. I know. 26 I think I know or something?
The answer. Oh, 27?
He's like 28 or something.
So you guys nail it. He's 27. How the hell is that guy 27?
Because
he looked like if he was 38 last year.
Yeah. That's the knees, though, isn't it? They've gone.
Yes,
it's the mileage. I mean, because you get them young doesn't mean that they just, you know, stay young.
He's the perfect reason why you never pay running backs a second contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pretty much.
You know, but if you look at this list, man, there's a lot of attractive stuff on this list. Tevin Coleman, Rex Burkhead. You know, really? there's a lot of nice players. Jerick McKinnon. Like, if you want to supplement, you know, your ace that you draft in the first round, likely Najee Harris, or who knows, Travis Etienne, maybe a little later. Absolutely. And wide
what
receiver.
What you consider attractive is not very attractive to me.
Well, attractive for a backup. Like, you could do a hell of a lot worse than Mark Ingram now. I would say so.
Healthy scratch from the Ravens, Mark Ingram. You know,
well, they had 4,000 running backs.
32 years old, Mark Ingram. Is that the one we're talking about?
Yeah. Now,
it's you're not even supposed to get a running back that's 30. He's 32.
Mm-hmm. It's easier for me when we move along to wide receiver and he talks about getting an older guy. First of all, Omar Kelly was saying that it's not even worth cutting Alan Hearns because of
the savings. Wrong.
The savings is not there.
Makes no sense.
So here's the thing: the guaranteed salary that he's talking about is $1.25 million, and I get it. I mean, if your salary is guaranteed, then you're going to be writing the check anyway. But it's guaranteed. To my knowledge, it's guaranteed for injury. So I'm not 100% there that if they're just cutting him because you know he's not good enough, that would be the same thing. But even if it is, the veteran's minimum is over $900,000. If he catches work anywhere else, then Miami is only, you know, cutting basically a $300,000 check. That's not, you know, that's still savings is savings. So, I mean, they're looking for $1 million worth of savings or something like that. You know, that could still easily happen.
Yeah. And as far as the other part of his question, an older wide receiver, it's, you know, it couldn't get any easier than T.Y. Hilton. He's 32 years old. I'd ask if he wants to play ball. Now, if he wants, you know, like any kind of money whatsoever, I guess he's going to price himself out of a contract with us. But
dude is always injured. I mean, we're complaining about Preston Williams and about Parker's injuries. We can't be bringing in another free agent who's always injured. I just can't see it.
Which kind of disqualifies, you know, the next guy I was going to ask about, which is Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, again, no chance. Right.
Yes,
you know who chance. I like there. Who I like there maybe doesn't notch the pure speed, like, you know, straight line speed thing. But I really I've watched him play. I really like Keelan Cole, Jacksonville. I mean, that is a rat guy. That's a punt returner kind of guy. You know, he is quick. He's a rat guy, but he's also kind of, you know, lengthy for being that kind of player. And he just really looks like he knows what he's doing. I think that's a underrated addition. He's had to deal with Jacksonville's quarterbacks, you know, and I'm almost a little bit tired and wary of these guys that come from, you know, a system that's really well established and has a great guy, a great quarterback throwing the ball and distributing the ball really well. And then you sign them and they get here and they're not anywhere close to that. Cause you know, unless you have Aaron Rodgers or unless you have, you know, one of those guys, he's been dealing with Jacksonville's quarterbacks. I'm intrigued.
All right. Next question. Explain how stupid it would be to go after Allen Robinson. Well, we've talked about that on our show before. Kind of a redundant talent. He's like the best of Devontae Parker, but will cost maybe three times as much.
He's Parker without the injuries.
Yeah, pretty much. So, and really expensive. So I'll take the cheaper, lesser version and, you know, and just run out the string there. That's kind of the macro answer. I don't know about you, Chris. What do you think?
What, Allen Robinson? Is that right?
Yeah. How dumb would it be to go after it?
I mean, I love the guy. And I love the guy. You know, are we talking about an upgrade? Are we talking about getting rid of Devontae Parker and taking Allen Robinson in his place? I mean, that could work.
Although you'd be paying $1 to do it.
Well, sure. But I mean, he is a good player. He's 28 years old. You know, he's a good player. Let's be fair. Let's be fair mm-hmm. about this. And Will Absolutely. Fuller is a good player too, but you know, again, with the injury stuff. But yeah. So if you're, it's like, we talk about sometimes with the offensive linemen too, you know, every now and then people are asking me about like Joe Tooney and stuff like that. I'm like, you know, yeah, that works if you're getting rid of Eric Flowers. If you're finding a way to get Eric Flowers' contract off your hands. If you're finding a way to get Devontae Parker off your hands, yeah, you can take in an Allen Robinson. I think that easily.
All right. Next question. This is for you, Simon, and I guess we could all, you know, answer this one. And he's giving us a choice. He's saying you have to pick one of the three. Next Finn's backup quarterback, Alex Smith, Jacoby Brissett or Tyrod Taylor? Simon.
It's an interesting question. I don't think it'll be any of them. I think Jacoby Brissett could end up in Philadelphia quite easily, backing up Jalen Hurts. I think that Alex Smith will probably retire. And I think Tyrod Taylor wants a chance to win a starting position given, and, you know, I don't think he's a starting quarterback in the NFL, but given how, unfortunately, he lost his job in with the Chargers, you couldn't blame him for wanting that. Maybe he's given the chance to win the starting job in Miami. You know, that's not beyond the realms of possibility. If I had to pick one of the three of them, I'd probably say Taylor, but I don't think it'll be any of them.
Chris?
If I had to pick one of the three, I think, you know, Brissett, we've talked about.
I'd pick him as the better player, but the more likely I'd pick Taylor. Sorry, I should have quantified.
More likely, yeah. Yeah, and I don't know his situation or how close he would be with the Eagles. But I think two guys, you know, between Josh Dobbs and Jacoby Brissett, you know, I said this on a previous podcast, and wouldn't surprise me if, you know, since Miami has already a consulting relationship with Matt Canada, but they were interviewing him for the offensive coordinator position. I know for a fact they were peppering him with all kinds of questions about personnel, both draft personnel and free agent personnel. And so I have no doubt they've asked him about Josh Dobbs, and wouldn't surprise me if they asked him about Jacoby Brissett either. Honestly, it could be somebody like Blake Bortles.
Oh boy. Really?
You know, but hey, just
we'll two see. Words for you. You ready for this? Chad Henne.
I thought you were going to say scat back.
Chad Henne. There's
0% kind of a connection there. Henne. More chance it'll be me than it will be Chad Henne.
This is being recorded, Simon, just so you know.
I mean, I don't care.
I'll play it as soon as we sign Chad Henne.
I've thrown a more recent touchdown pass at Dolphin Stadium than Chad Henne has. That's all you need to know.
No, did you forget that his heroics in the playoffs, Simon?
Yeah, but not that wasn't at Dolphin Stadium, mate. That was the question.
Oh, okay. That was for the Chiefs. You know, he looked good to me.
Oh, Brian Hoyer's another one.
Yes.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer's definitely one.
That's going to be interesting. I want to see how they fill that vacancy. It's going to be interesting how they attempt to fill that vacancy because I think they're going to have some options.
It's a Brandon pretty good Allen job. Of the Bengals isn't a bad player either.
No, but yeah, you know what? That's an interesting one as well. You know, the one that interests me the most is Marcus Mariota, and would he want to do it? And would you want him? Like, that's a good guy. Look, I'll ask my own question. Would you want him, Simon? Marcus Mariota, if he's down with being the backup quarterback here?
If the price is right, then potentially, yeah. I think he'd be a very good ally for Tua. I think he'd be a very good backup. I think he probably feels like he might get a starting job. I can see the New England Patriots taking Marcus Mariota in a trade. I would take it if the price was right.
Chris.
But I think it needs to be an older guy. I think a Hoyer, somebody who can, you know, who can lean on, who Tua can lean on, and really, I don't think it'll be a, you know, Nate Sudfeld or a Brett Hundley. I don't think it'll be an inexperienced guy. I think it will be a guy with some experience and some, you know, some age.
All right, Chris.
I think they could kick the tires on that. He's a pretty obvious one, especially the relationship he already has with Tua, which I think there is reason to value that in a room that, you know, we just had a room where the relationship between the two quarterbacks was pretty key because what sprang up around them was a full blown quarterback controversy. Let's not kid ourselves about it. So, you know, that relationship could be important, and the fact that those guys are close, could matter. It's an obvious one. You know, I kind of wonder about Robert Griffin too. I know that he was, he's definitely fits. He's experienced. He's definitely, you know, he was definitely a team guy with the Ravens, and they seemed to love him. Right. I mean, they, as the backup there, they really seemed to like him a whole lot. So, I kind of wonder about that, but you know, maybe he'll just be back there again. I don't know.
All right, next question. Do you see Miami paying over $10 million a year on a player in free agency? And he says his preference would be to give it to Joe Tooney. Simon?
No, I don't think they will. And I think Tooney would probably command, what, $15, $16 million a year?
And I don't think that, you know, they paid Eric Flowers a chunk of change last year. It's not worth cutting him given the amount of money that it would be, it would cost. I think Solomon Kindley's a long-term future at left guard anyway, so it sort of seems pointless. I'd much rather spend the money on a centre. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd much rather bring in Corey Linsley if we're going to spend a chunk of change.
All right.
If you found a way to trade Eric Flowers, I'd do it. You know, I think, yeah. Or at least I think about it, you know. Always been a big fan of Joe Tooney. And so, yeah, I would think about it. He is going to command a lot of money. But right now, I mean, we just talked about Corey Linsley, off air, and, you know, that would make a lot of sense at the, I mean, we're talking about Aaron Jones. I mean, this is one of the guys that made Aaron Jones, in my opinion. So, you know, Corey Linsley's a good option if you're going to plunk the money down, and that's a big question right now, because right now Miami needs to marshal up the resources to keep their own and make sure that they're not, you know, in this losing people the way other teams are. One other option I mentioned before is Ryan Ramczyk of the New Orleans Saints. They're in such bad shape with the salary cap. That, I mean, just it blows my mind to even think about the shape that they're in the salary cap. They have to cut like $100 million of salary or something like that. And he's a fifth-year option guy, so that means he's counting for like a big number, but it's a clean number, has no bonus or anything like that. It's just like, I forget whether it's $12 million or something like that of salary. Just toss a pick at them and see what they say. And if you do that, you know, he's good for zone. He would fit. He's a proven right tackle that does very well. You know, it did very well in New Orleans and would look good protecting to his blind side. And he'd be a help in the ground game. And, you know, he'd move Robert Hunt inside. You're improving two positions by moving Robert Hunt inside. And getting him at right tackle just seems like an all around win. And so I'd really look that up and see what Jeff Ireland has to say when you offer 11, a pick.
$11.064 million plus a $6.75 million. Oh no, yeah, $11.064 million.
That yeah, was his, and, that's his... and that's clean. And like if they just lopped him off, traded him. You know, they just wiped that $11 million off the books, and then they got $100 million left to go.
and there's no dead cap if he
right
11. So yeah, no dead capital if he's traded.
Yeah, which feeds right into our next question and the last question, which is what potential cap casualties around the league interest you? And that's an obvious one right there from Chris. He's been talking about it for 3 weeks, and I think it absolutely makes sense. Simon, do you have one? Because if not, I do.
I don't. You go for it.
All right. It was talked earlier today that Seattle, to remedy their cap issues, would be willing to entertain a trade for Tyler Lockett. I think it would be the dumbest thing they could possibly do to have a pissed off Russell Wilson and then also trade Tyler Lockett, who, yes, well, I understand DK Metcalf is great, but Tyler Lockett is a hell of a player. Would you entertain a trade for him, Simon?
I mean, there's zero chance that Seattle would trade Tyler Lockett. I cannot see that in any world that we live in. I mean, Russell Wilson would just sit out the season. I mean, I just cannot see a scenario which he'd be traded for. I mean, that would just
That probably wouldn't make sense. Well, I mean, the reason it would make sense for them is because, you know, he's got a 1375 number, cap number, and the net that they would get if they got rid of him would, I believe, be, you know, it'd be like $11.5 million. So, so that's a big chunk to take off if you're in, you know, cap trouble.
I just looked at one of the a tweet from one of the Seahawks beat writers. You said, I've not heard anything in regard of teams inquiring about Tyler Lockett or the Seahawks shopping him on the trade market at any point. Not saying it hasn't happened, but to my knowledge and in conversations with people in the team, there is absolutely nothing on that front or any discussions on an extension.
I think it would be pretty stupid if they got rid of him after all the noise Russell Wilson's made this offseason.
You'd extend him. He's one of the, he's one of the better receivers in the NFL. You know, he's a top 20, 22 absolutely. Receiver in the league. Not even.
Yeah, he would be a guy.
You know, but you trade for him, right?
Yeah, of course. But, you know,
you would trade for him.
If you're John Schneider, you know, why would you weaken an already average offense? You know what I mean? You're not just weakening the offense in terms of getting rid of Tyler Lockett. You're also then meaning that, you know, teams can double up on DK Metcalf. So it's a double weakener, really. It just makes no sense to me.
Yeah. I don't know. Their mindset, it wouldn't actually surprise me, because I think their mindset has been that they can, you know, they're very just like supply a next man up with that receiver position. I mean, that John Schneider has been. And, you know, he just feels like, hey, I can just spend another third round pick or wherever. You know, didn't he take Tyler Lockett in the third round? You know, I could just spend another third round pick. We'll groom a guy up. We got Russell Wilson throwing the ball. We got DK Metcalf on the other side of him. We'll, you know, we'll be fine. I can see them saying that.
All right. And I guess we have time for one last question.
Well, please don't forget about the salary cap.
Trey Hendrickson looks like he's going to make it to free agency. Would you? Obviously, he's going to be expensive. I'm looking at his. Let me look at his SportTrack number. They're talking $10 million a year. I'd give him $10 million a year with my eyes closed, but I don't think that's what he's.
Do not trust the number.
Better than that, no.
Yeah, I would. I mean, 13 and a half sacks, 48 pressures, 25 quarterback hits, 12 tackles for loss. He's not getting anywhere near $10 million. It's going to be, you know, that and half more minimum.
Yeah, SportTrack is wrong on their number here. But would you spring for him?
Should have drafted that son of a bitch.
No, because we're not going to spend 15, 17 million pounds on a. If Trey Flowers is getting 17 million the season before when he had 4.5 sacks, then Trey Hendrickson, who had three times that many sacks, is getting more than 17 million. 0% chance Miami's interested in Hendrickson. It's just way out of their price range.
Yeah, and to give you an example, the last guy, SportTrack does one thing well. They may have done this wrong because there's no way he's going to get $10 million. He's going to get, like Simon said, think 15-ish. But they have a list of guys that had similar circumstances when they signed new contracts. And in that list is Shaq Lawson, and that's where they're deriving their number. But also on that list is Dante Fowler, and Dante Fowler got $15 million a year average salary, okay, when he extended at the age of 25, and that was a year ago. So that sounds about right. So he might get a little bit more than $15 million a year. Thing is, who's going to give it to him, you know?
Well, I mean, there's some tough situations out there.
Thing is, you got to find the team to give it to him. And I guess that's why it'll behoove the Dolphins to knock on a lot of doors and make a lot of phone calls. But I don't think that they're going to be handing out too many dollars when I look at this market.
I think that, you know, you're looking at the Jets, the Browns, and then, you know, a team like the Titans that's had terrible, you know, pass rush issues. That's one of the things that's really held them back in the playoffs is their inability to get to the quarterback. So a guy like that would be well suited in one of those places, but it won't be Miami.
Yeah, and
I brought him up before, but Jadeveon Clowney, I still get a look at him because I know that we know that they had a hard on for him. Like, we know that they were on top of him. So, you know,
they had a hard on for him and they were on top of him. Okay.
Yeah, both. I mean, they're really getting jabbed. So I think that if you look at the SpoTrack number, which I don't trust, but they're saying $6.5 million average salary. I think Miami would pay that to get a hold of him. Miami was about to pay much more than that to get a hold of him. Brian Flores, you know, when he loves a guy, he loves a guy, right? I still think about that. Wasted money
is no more. Yeah. We will talk to you guys later this week.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.